Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, also via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget, we're also on Twitter as at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if you can't get us any other way, because we don't have an affiliate in your area, and shame on them if they're not playing the show, then you go to the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and there's a listen live button there. You'll be able to hear the show right now for the entire duration, and then once the show is off the air, then it starts to play the loop of the show over and over again until the next one comes on. So there you go. Now, joining us right now from California, where I understand it's not snowing, but it's getting a little chilly for Kyle out there, it's the professor of politics himself, and that would be Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
You're not
shoveling
snow.
No, but we're shoveling hail earlier, if you can believe that.
I can believe that. I've been in hailstorms where there's been enough hail on the road to actually shovel it. Yep, so sure, I can believe that.
Yeah, it was cold. We had a fast-moving storm come through.
Well, it's 61 degrees here right now and cloudy, and we're going to go up to 80 today, and tomorrow we may be up to 85. So we got a couple of really, really nice days ahead of us, and I can't wait.
Very cool. Very nice.
Yep. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
Of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all.
And of course, we always emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And tonight, Kyle, I was over at the Tampa Trump Club. We had a very good crowd, very enthusiastic crowd. A lot of new people there tonight. Met a lot of radio show listeners there tonight that I hadn't met before. So it was all really good, and everybody I know had a good time.
That's great. That's really good to hear. Absolutely.
Yep, and the Kyle Warren fan club was alive and well.
No kidding.
Say hello to Kyle. Say hello to Kyle. Say hello. How about Denise? Say, you know, so I got everybody to say hello to.
Oh, that's amazing.
There were a couple of people that names weren't mentioned, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, but it makes me very happy. I'm glad to hear that.
Yep. Now, we've really got an interesting situation going on here right now with this John Durham thing. because it seems that desperation is starting to set in after the revelation that Durham is investigating Hillary and company, and it's accelerating and targeting other people and possibly some other matters all interrelated.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain, and certainly, you know, the bombshell revelations that just came out here over the last day or so about the spying and the infiltrating the servers of Trump Tower and then the office of the president-elect and so forth, you know, this is a really, really big thing. And obviously, Durham's been very meticulous, you know, and it's going to take as long as it takes. We know that. But I think there's a lot of people who ought to be quaking in their boots at this hour because, you know, eventually Durham's going to put all the pieces together.
And it's absolutely looking like that's indeed what's going to happen. And even though some people are going, well, they'll never get to Hillary. Well, they'll never get to this person. Well, I don't think he's trying to get to Hillary. I think he's working around the outside edges to see if somebody might break.
Well, that's true. And then, of course, even in the court of public opinion, in a political sense, you know, this is just going to be devastating to the Democrats. Certainly devastating to Hillary if she has any inkling that she wants to come back and try to run again, because this is going to be the subject. Well, it may not be the subject on some news channels or something. They may try to really squelch this. But overall, this is going to be the subject matter like you've never seen.
And apparently this guy Sussman is singing like a canary to save his butt.
It very could well be. That's right. And because that's what starts to happen. You know, you come in and you offer people this or that, and they want to make sure that they stay out of, you know, prison, this kind of thing. It could be a very big motivator.
Yeah, so that's what it looks like right now. And, of course, the government is maintaining an active, ongoing criminal investigation into a lot of different people there. And it's not just limited to, let's say, people that were staffers.
Right, right, exactly. So this net can be cast pretty wide. I thought it was also interesting, Captain, is Hillary Clinton, I think she was in New York getting out of the Scooby van and then didn't want to say anything to a Daily Mail reporter who asked if she wanted to comment on the accusations.
Yep, and caller, you hang on, and Kyle, here comes the music, so that means we got to take a break and pay some bills here, get the show started out right. So we will do that. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and Kyle and I and our caller will be right back right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell and Company. And of course, you can save a bunch of money right now with the stuff that he's got on sale. He's got a special page on MyPillow.com that says Radio Listener Specials. And you go over there and you click on that box link that's there, it'll open up a page and you'll get about 150 to 175 items all marked way down. Now, by way down, I mean 50%, 60%, 75%, and some of them will even be buy one, get one. So, go over to the website, MyPillow.com, click on that box link for Radio Listener Specials. You'll get to see that. And then in order to get the price that's there, use the promo code CAPTAIN. The promo code CAPTAIN. And don't forget, if you want to talk to a live person, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com. And all you got to do is do that and save yourself a bunch of money and get some great products, too. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we're going to finish up talking about Hillary, and we got Dan the Man, our professor emeritus up there in Lafayette, Indiana, so I'm going to bring him into the mix. Dan, I'm assuming you heard what we were talking about with Hillary.
Yeah, I did. Sorry if you can't really hear me. I got post-nasal drip.
I can hear you.
Okay, what I would say was Durham's report right now is devastating, but they got to connect the dots to make sure people broke the law.
Yep.
right now, I don't think Biden could care less about Hillary.
No.
I don't think he cares. He feels the same way about Obama because he knows Obama mocks him behind his back.
Yep.
And he knows that Hillary wants his job. Now, this kid can, you know, if they can't indict a lot of her friends that squeal on her,
mm-hmm.
yeah, she's going to be in 2024 and deny it ever happened and all that. And a lot of the Democrats will buy it. So right now, you know, I'm hoping the best case scenario is the Democrat Party gets into a one hell of a cat fight, a three-way tag team fight with each other, and basically destroys themselves
mm-hmm.
for 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So this doesn't surprise us. The Clintons have always found a way to weasel out of it, though they're not as held in high regard as they once were within the Democrat Party. I just want to see Durham stick it to them and stick it to them big time. And I think that's where Durham's kind of going. But I've heard, too, Durham just wants to write a history book. And if that's all it is, it doesn't really matter who writes what. If they get off of it, they'll be back. And that's kind of the way I look. But I don't think Biden's going to get much involved with Durham.
Okay,
he's got to cover his own butt with Hunter.
So. Yeah, he does. And there's more to come out about that, too. Now, let's talk about the Ukraine for a minute. Because I'm sitting here, and last night we were talking about the Ukraine and talking about the fact that Putin may have, in fact, backed off. We don't know. And then tonight I hear, no, the troops didn't move back. They actually moved forward, the Russians.
Well, all I have to say is it's Wednesday with the predicted day they would invade, and they haven't invaded yet. I don't think they're not going to invade Ukraine. It's crazy talk. But if they did, Putin got one heck of a gift from Biden. Joe Biden gave him the American Aegis anti-aircraft system.
That's right.
Gave it to the Russians.
Yeah.
We spent years perfecting that. Spent billions, if not trillions, the best weapon system in the world for anti-aircraft. And he gave it to them.
Yeah. Yeah. I just... Scratching my head over that one.
That makes me more sick than what happened in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
That much technology was just given away
mm-hmm.
by Putin. Biden gave Putin the ultimate birthday gift.
Yep.
You make sense of this guy.
Well, maybe he did it for Valentine's Day. Maybe he did it for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, exactly. Hope he sent some roses with it, too.
All right, so, Kyle, you got something to say?
Well, yeah, Dan, what do you think about this idea that at some point Russia is going to, going to take their troops and send them back to their bases or this kind of thing? You know, that's going to mean that Joe Biden's going to come out and say, look what I did. I sent Putin back without firing a shot and this kind of thing. And I wonder, how's that going to sit with Putin? Is he really okay, do you think, with sort of giving that gift to Joe Biden?
Oh, yeah, I do. I mean, like I've said for the last couple of weeks, this is all for domestic consumption in the two countries, Russia mm-hmm. and the United States. What do the Russians get? Well, they get a really good anti-aircraft system. They're going to get their $130 a barrel oil, which Russia desperately needs. You know, they're gonna
so does an Iranian. So does an Iran, rather.
Yeah, they will, too. Hey, let's go back a few years. People forgot what it was when they took Crimea and Obama, and we have all these sanctions, and we're not going to deal with the Russians until they get out of Crimea. That's forgotten now.
Did you see what happened to oil yesterday?
What was it yesterday? I heard it spiked for a little bit.
No, it dropped. West Texas crude dropped $3.39 a barrel. It's down to $92.07. And Brent crude dropped $3.20 a barrel, down to $93.28. And futures dropped down to $105. $4 a barrel dropped down.
Well, you know, it's a commodity. All commodities go up and down, up and down.
Yep.
You got to look at this over the long term, the long run. We'll see what it looks like in May. But I think Putin pretty much won this because they're trying to make him look like old Tuffy Joe from Scranton. He's a wimp. He's a troll.
Yep.
He gave away a lot of stuff to get out of this problem. You know, we're not going to send troops, but then you send troops. Not a lot, 8,500. you make sense of this. You know, the Germans aren't too concerned. Really, the French are. The British haven't done much. What are we over there doing?
I don't know.
We're wasting our time. And we have wasted billions of dollars over there. Just absolutely wasted it.
Well, sure.
For a country that has $30 trillion in debt now, we know how to waste money better than anybody on the face of this earth. And I think that's pretty much the Chinese and the Russians' way of getting back at us. Let them run themselves into debt. Eventually, they're not going to have money to do anything. And we're pretty much at that point now. But I think Putin came out way ahead on this. It was a big to-do about nothing. And we spent billions making him look good.
Now, the one thing that has me concerned right now is that there's a bunch of hacking going on in Ukraine coming from Russia. And that usually means that there may be something coming after that. I'm not saying that it is or it isn't, but why would they be busy hacking the Ukraine if they weren't trying to do something else?
Well, you can ask the same question about the Lithuanians, the Estonians, and the Latvians on the Baltic. This is almost a monthly event. You know, it's the way to drive Ukraine down financially, even more dependent on the Russian and Russian natural gas. They're going to have their man in office over in Ukraine.
Don't forget, Biden guaranteed them a $1 billion loan.
Right, a $1 billion loan. And for what? If the country was going to be invaded today, why would you give somebody that was predicted to be on the verge of defeat $1 billion?
You wouldn't.
That's right. You wouldn't do it. You'd never get repaid. You know, I have to agree with what Robert Gates said. He never did anything foreign policy that made sense or accomplished anything.
Uh-huh.
And you're looking at it now. It's just to make him look like he can't make a decision. That's Joe Biden. But he always wants to look like the tough guy.
Yeah.
And you're seeing it now. He's a troll. And I just hope Blinken.
Okay.
You know, the foreign leaders talk to Blinken, not Biden.
Yeah.
Now that's kind of
true.
A weird case there.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you go because the music's starting to come up in my ear. But you have yourself a great night, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, as soon as I get over this stuff.
Okay. All right.
You guys have a good morning.
Okay. And that's Dan DeMann, our professor emeritus up there in Lafayette, Indiana. And I do hear the music right there. I'm going to put Kyle on hold, too. And we're going to come back with more right after these messages from our sponsors. Yep. And every radio show's got them. We got them, too. So don't go anywhere. I will be right back. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
U.S. USA Radio News.
The GOP wants answers on the U.S.'s botched exit from Afghanistan.
Republicans on the House Oversight Committee are demanding access to all documents on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Top Republicans on the panel have written a letter to Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, among others in the administration. The letter likens a chaotic Afghan exit to the fall of Saigon at the end of the long Vietnam War. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The families of nine victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting have agreed to a $73 million settlement of a lawsuit against the maker of the rifle used to kill 20 first graders and six educators in 2012. The plaintiffs claimed Remington marketed the rifle used in the shooting to at-risk males. The company denied the allegations. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
All righty, thank you very much. It's Jeff from Sarasota that did that for us, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that owns and operates Relief Factor. That is a product that, as you well know, those of you that are regular listeners, I've been taking it for going on well over 7 years, and I take it because it works. It's that simple. And if you're suffering in some sort of pain, or if you've got muscle aches, or maybe you got you tripped over something and you yanked this or yanked that, this is something that will help you if you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or just general muscle aches and pains from your daily workout, if that's what you're doing. Now, all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and check out the 1995 3-week quick start that they offer. Now, they also have a lot of other things there, too, health-related products. They do have vitamins and that sort of thing, and you can take a look and see what they have. And I've taken advantage of some of that. I get my vitamin D's vitamins over there. Now, the other thing is, because of what's in the product, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it helps your body's natural response to inflammation, as well as swelling, as well as pain in general, because this product will actually alleviate pain by going right to the source of the pain. And if you've got more than one problem going on, say maybe your back hurts because your leg hurts, that's quite common, it'll take care of both areas for you. Never seen anything quite like it. So, the product is Relief Factor. The website is relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 on a 3-week quick start. After all you have to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain.
It's one good way to get rid of it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, back to the drawing board. Jen Psaki has gone back to blaming Trump for all the troubling, out-of-control crime going around in the country. What a stupid thing for her to say, number one. And what the hell is she basing that on, number two?
Well, right. When in doubt, always sort of switch back to Trump. You know, just in the sense of, you know, just try to shift everything back to Trump again. And then people hear that and they go, oh, Trump is bad or whatever. But, of course, it's just a tactic that she's using. Part of this, too, has to do with violence and rising crime, which is a terrible thing, specifically targeted at Asian Americans, which is one of the things that I think the question that she was asked about. And she tried to shift it back that there was, you know, hateful rhetoric back during the Trump time because of the COVID virus and so forth. And sometimes there are crackpots who will do this kind of thing, but that's not how the majority of reasonable Americans feel. But she's trying to simply use that as a tactic to shift the conversation away from the disastrous policies overall of the Biden administration and the sheer neglect, Captain, that Biden has shown the United States in terms of law enforcement.
Okay. Now, before we go back to the convoy and some information there that we need to get out, Barack Obama chimed in yesterday, and he told Joe Biden to stay humble. He warned Biden that he would regret the State of the Union message that he gives if he brags about his, quote, end of quote, record.
Well, I think Biden's going to listen to Obama, you know, zero here, I think.
I think he's going to stand up there and flaunt the great job he's done and all the jobs he's created and all of this and all of that, when he can just look around you and look at the closest gas pumps and just go, really?
Oh, well, exactly right. Well, he's got an answer for everything. It's just that somehow there's this supply chain problem that's really caused all these issues. And, of course, he oversimplifies things like that. But he won't go and talk about the really, the bedrock issues of gas prices or cutting off the XL pipeline, this kind of thing, stopping drilling, getting us off of being energy independent. All of this is the genesis of that stuff. But we've seen Joe Biden go out and make a speech, and he always lauds all the great stuff that he's done because they think if they just keep saying it, people will believe it. But you can almost bet your bottom dollar that's exactly what it's going to do in the State of the Union.
Well, this administration, and it was evidenced by what Jen Psaki said yesterday, this administration wants nothing to do with oil. They want to go clean energy. They want to go electronics. They want to do all that sort of stuff so they can be the leader, because they believe that if they're the leader, that they will show the shining example for everyone else. But we can't wean ourselves off oil by snapping your fingers.
That is exactly right, Captain, and that's why it's an illusion that they're trying to create. There's no real practicality to it. Do electric cars and other alternative forms of energy have a place even today? Well, of course they do. They have very good mission-specific applications that they have, and those would grow over time, one would think. But as you said, you can't simply say, oh, by the way, tomorrow everybody go get an electric car, when the grid's not there, the infrastructure's not there. It's all for show.
Yep. Now, to the truckers' convoy, and the Freedom Convoy in particular. Yesterday afternoon, after consulting with the Ottawa City Council, the Ottawa Police Chief, Peter Slowly, resigned amidst the large-scale protests in his city against the federal COVID-19 mandates. Now, while his reason for resigning wasn't exactly what I would have thought it would have been, I do believe that he did not want to put himself in a position where he was going to do what the government wanted him to do, and that was to start to get rough and manhandle these drivers and probably get involved in physical confrontations, because those drivers were not just going to walk away from their trucks and say, okay, go ahead and tow them.
Well, of course not. Of course not. And so really the way to handle this kind of thing was to try to defuse it, through a peaceful means, through dialogue and so forth. Unfortunately, Captain, we're seeing a lot more now when law enforcement says, look, this isn't the way to handle this. You know, we're trying our best. You know, we know how to make this, this issue resolve. More and more, we're seeing the local government saying, oh, nope, sorry, we're going to override you on this kind of thing. And that's why this resignation is so very, very important.
Yeah, and again, the comments that are coming out about the truckers and trying to discredit them, and they've got weapons and they threaten people and they're blowing their horns at all hours of the night and this, that, and the other. Well, no, they're not.
No, they're not. And it's unfortunate because you've seen a lot of demonization going on, and trying to create that narrative. There's that word again. We hear it all the time, and how different political entities try to frame things. And it's unfortunate that once again, we've seen this kind of thing happen.
And I will once again say that since this has started, the premier, Justin Trudeau, His popularity rating is down to 16%.
Joe Biden's trying. He wants to be I think he wants to overtake that at some point. I don't know the way that he's been acting, of course. But in all seriousness, yeah, do you see that this is not leading people where they're willing to go? They don't think this is being handled correctly, and these polls really reflect that.
Well, that's right. Now, I just had a question here this is from Stan, and Stan is in Omaha, Nebraska tonight, and he's with Creek Carriers, and he's chiming in saying, good show, I listen to you every night, keep up the good work. Well, thanks, Stan, we will. He's saying, the Trump-Russia hoax was a diversion from what Hillary Clinton was doing. So they did this, so they stopped talking about Hillary. And he said the biggest pro organization out there of Hillary is not CNN, it's MSNBC, because they had more false claims with the people they had than anybody else. Now, I don't know how true that is. We'll have to discuss it after the break here, but we are coming back with the Truckers Byway and Highway Report. So hang on there, Kyle. All right, folks, I will be right back with more. So don't go anywhere. And let's see, we're going to get Kathy to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
So what's the line? Tender, crispy bear. It's my life.
the fabulous Thunderbirds. Tough enough. What do you think there, Kyle?
I love it. That goes back to 1986. Fabulous Thunderbirds. Yeah.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, if we played that video today and made a lot of it, we'd probably get in big trouble because it's all a bunch of women working construction jobs and warehouse jobs and all that. And I'm not sure that that's exactly what they want to show the image of the woman today, but I could be wrong.
Well, you know, a lot of those videos back from that era, you know, may not pass muster today in terms of the political correctness, but they were pretty popular back then.
Okay. Let me just read this real quick and then give it over to you. A potent system has been digging across the western U.S. over the last couple of days, producing showers, mountain snow, gusty winds, and dust storms. Now, this system will become a powerful large-scale storm tomorrow, which will roll through the central, southern, and eastern United States through early Friday. Now, multiple hazards are expected from snow to a wintry mix, to heavy rain, to severe thunderstorms, and maybe even a tornado or two. Now take it away there, Kyle, and then we'll get into all the rest of it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, reporting live tonight from Hail Central here in Southern California.
Hail, the gang's all here.
That's right. Yeah, we had a fast-moving storm come through here earlier this evening, Captain, with a lot of heavy rain in some places, especially in the mountains and foothills, and also hail. Looked outside my window, and there it was piling up about 6 o'clock this evening or so, West Coast time. Moved on through, and now we see some of that rain that's gone south of San Diego now into Baja California, and some of it's gone east over into Arizona, especially around Kingman right now. You're going to have some rain going across the road there, that's for sure. Up in Salt Lake City area, looks like we got some sleet and rain in that area as well. Also in central Wyoming, you've got a mix of sleet and snow in the central part of the state there. This doesn't seem to be around Casper or Laramie or Cheyenne, but we do have winter weather advisories in that area. Also across most of the state of Montana tonight, we have winter weather advisory. We've also got light snow being reported right now in Missoula, Montana, north of Great Falls up near Shelby, also near Big Sandy and Fort Benton. We've got sleet, mix of sleet and snow in that area as well. Some of our mountain passes, of course, may not be having snow, although we do have a mix of snow and rain up on Snoqualmie Pass on I-90, 33 degrees, so be careful there. Fourth of July Pass, right now reading about 33 degrees. Cabbage has got 38 degrees, but here, folks, Donner Pass, this is if you're coming out of Reno along I-80 into California, Donner Pass checking in at 22 degrees. So be sure that you got your fuel right for sure with those kinds of cold temperatures. And also in the California mountains, you're probably going to have a lot of snow that's going to be having been deposited by these storm that's come through. Other than that, that's what's happening out west tonight.
All right, we're going to start out in Kansas because we've got a mixed bag there right now. In the southern central part of Kansas, you got a little bit of snow starting to come in there. And down on I-40, east of Amarillo, almost to Oklahoma City, we've got a mixture of snow and some freezing drizzle and rain in there. It's going to definitely go up through Missouri, probably start out as rain, but eventually it will be frozen precipitation of some sort. Now, up on I-70 coming across Missouri tonight, we definitely have some snow showers. Those snow showers also go across over towards Effingham in Illinois, and we got some rain in the mix there over towards Chicago. We've got some snow up on I-90 and I-80 coming across Indiana. The lower portion right now of Michigan, I-94. LJ, you got some snow coming at you. And up there in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, we have got a mixed bag of weather up there, as well as over towards Detroit. Right now it looks like they're going to get rain before they get anything else. But then it's going to get colder, and that rain will become frozen precipitation. Now we do have up along the lake coming out of Ohio and Erie, Pennsylvania, and up to Buffalo. Right now it's rain, but again, once the temperature drops off, it won't be rain. Upstate New York, up there from Watertown all the way over to New Hampshire, in the northern part of New England. You've got rain there as well. We have quite a mixture of weather coming down from Nova Scotia down along the ocean side. You start out till you get to Cape Cod with a bunch of wind and maybe a few showers. When you get to Cape Cod, you got a mixture of wintry weather there, so it's doing a little of everything around Cape Cod right now. And then down by Cape May, New Jersey, we've got some wind again right there on the ocean side from South Carolina on down to the Keys and then back up and around. Now, there will be some weather in the south by what we're seeing here and what's starting to move across. This system is going to be going today all the way down into northern Louisiana, and we do have some windy conditions down there along the Gulf of Mexico from McAllen on up towards Corpus Christi in Texas, which is going to create a little bit of diversity with the weather there, if you will. So that's what we got. That's what we're looking at. Now, Kyle, you got about 20 seconds. Tell us about the pilot Blind Jay.
All right, folks, as you're traveling along the highways and byways of the land, be sure to pull in to the nearest Pilot or Flying J. And first of all, you'll find the best cup of coffee on the interstate. We think that you'll agree. But also, join the Drivers Club. Start earning points on everything that you buy at Pilot or Flying J. Track them with the My Rewards Plus app right there on your phone and be able to spend it on all kinds of great stuff at the Pilot and Flying J. That's pilotflyingj.com.
Yeah, and you want to get involved with that app and you want to join the Drivers Club there, because that'll help you save some money and you'll be able to just tap into all the different things that they have there at Pilot and Flying J. And don't forget, they also have a fuel card if you want to do that, and that'll save you money too, because professional drivers, the more you buy, the cheaper it goes. All right, hold that thought there, Kyle. Folks, here comes the music in my ear. That means we'll be back with more right after all these great messages that are coming up here, top of the hour news. You're going to hear some things that are going on, and then we'll be talking about that and more on the other side when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and it's a Wednesday morning.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.